You've probably heard that old joke, Seattle's home to more dogs than it is kids. Seattle has long had a reputation as a childless city. It has the second lowest number of households with children in the country. Journalist Alan Greenblatt recently wrote about this issue for Governing Magazine. He says two major issues squeeze families out of Seattle. One of them is space.
Even though 70% of Seattle is zoned for single-family housing, in terms of new housing that's being built, it's almost all much smaller units, one bedroom or studios that would be pretty cramped for people raising kids. So I spoke with Sally Clark from the city council, who said that two and three bedroom apartments are like unicorns in the city.
And Greenblatt says the other big issue here is education.
You know, in a lot of big cities, the schools are a real challenge. The quality of the public schools is not acceptable for people who have options. And Seattle actually has better public schools than a lot of big cities. But having said that, they aren't all good. So right now, actually, there are a lot of families that want to live in right in the downtown or close in. It's certainly in the center city of Seattle itself. But a lot of them are still moving out once their kids reach school age, as the kids get a little bit bigger. So, you know, there are a lot more kindergartners than there were, but there aren't that many more seventh graders or eighth graders.
What particularly is the city and city officials doing to make it easier for families to stay in town?
I think it's something the city is very aware of. The planning department has been looking into family-friendly policies. I mean, when they were planning the waterfront redevelopment, there was not going to be a playground for kids, and some different parent groups, which is something you're seeing in Seattle and some other urban downtowns around the country. You have these active parent groups. Anyway, they agitated for a playground, and now the planning department and other city agencies are much more proactive about reaching out to parents to see what they need or what they want.
I know that Vancouver, British Columbia, has a specific zoning to try to encourage families and family-friendly housing to be built. They require a lot of things of developers. What have other American cities done to address the issue of either attracting or maintaining families in their central cores?
Well, there are different little things, but nothing is on the scale of Vancouver or also Toronto, which has kind of similar requirements. Seattle has had some success in recent years where they've had developers of buildings above a certain height, I think it's 12 floors, put in money toward daycare centers, and so now there are a dozen daycare centers in the downtown. Other cities like Washington, D.C. have similar programs, but I don't think it has been a major concern. You know, for a long time, populations were in decline in the major cities, and people weren't thinking specifically about families. I think, you know, some do better than others. I think of, for instance, Minneapolis, which has, you know, a very active parks and recreation department and more affordable housing than many of the other vibrant cities. I mean, I don't know that any big city is kind of a family paradise right now that stands head and shoulders above the rest.
Why is it bad if Seattle doesn't have a lot of families with kids? What does it matter?
I mean, I know Mayor Murray's concerned about this, that he wants people at all stages of life to find a place in Seattle. But for the city, it's not necessarily a terrible thing. They get the tax revenues from people on their incomes and don't necessarily have to have the expenditures of providing parks and schools. But what happens is if families are squeezed out of the city, they have to go somewhere else. And so it can put pressure on other communities that have to deal with growth issues and traffic. And if you have a mismatch between where people live and where they work, that can cause problems. It's very difficult to plan as a region, but just having your housing solution be people can move to other cities is not generally thought of as a winning strategy. The other thing is, you know, there is this movement of people who want to live in downtowns and who feel that what's good for children makes for a good environment for everybody. It's safe, it's friendly, it's fun. There are decent amount of amenities. You can buy the things you need. For the city, though, like I said, it's not necessarily a big problem. It's just it creates problems elsewhere. It's like the balloon that gets squeezed, the problem goes somewhere else.
That's journalist Alan Greenblatt of Governing Magazine. Seattle does have fewer families with kids than most other U.S. cities, but according to Sightline Institute, a local think tank, the city's slowly closing the gap. The group says Seattle's under 15 population is growing.